difference.
I'm sure all those people will be changed forever by that experience. What a close call. You know, I know some people who were there too. Well, not in Thailand, but in India. In the south, in some beach town. I don't know what it's called. These friends of mine, Shira and Dan, have a daughter, Lior, who was doing some community service in India, and they were spending their winter vacation with her.
What happened to them?
Well, they were all having breakfast at their hotel when they heard a hotel employee telling everyone to run. They turned around and saw a wall of water coming straight at them. At first, they were so shocked by the scene that it fascinated them, and they didn't move. But then, all of a sudden, they realized they were in danger. They ran to their van and drove away as fast as they could, up to the hills where the water didn't reach them.
Whoa, that was a close call, too.
But that's not the end of the story.
Really? What happened then?
They thought it was all over, and they went back to the hotel. Unfortunately, they didn't really understand the seriousness of the situation.
Wasn't it all over by then?
That's probably what most people would think. But when they got back to the hotel, the water was rushing towards them again. Shira thought that they would all die. Her whole life passed in front of her eyes. They were really desperate at this point.
Oh, what a horror. How did they get out?
They ran for their lives, back to the van, and they started driving again. On their way, they picked up old people who couldn't run. Finally, the van couldn't hold any more people. Somehow, they managed to drive back up to the hills again.
Whoa.
My friend says that those few hours changed her life forever. She says that never again will she take life for granted. She'll always think of how fast things can change. And she'll always remember how precious every minute is.
Page 70. Exercise B. Listening. Confirm facts. With a partner, read the following false statements. Then listen to the conversation again and discuss what's wrong with each statement.
I saw this show last night about incredible stories of things that happen to people on vacation. It was called When You Least Expect It. It was very interesting. It's amazing how you can be enjoying a vacation one minute, and the next thing you know, everything's changed.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how you are when you're on vacation? You're so carefree. You never expect anything serious to happen to you. Well, I still keep thinking about all the stories of those tourists who were on vacation in Asia when that monster tsunami hit. Well, actually, the first story on that show was about that. There was this girl from England, Tilly Smith.
What happened to her?
Well, here's this 10-year-old girl who, like, saved her parents and dozens of other people who were all on the beach in Phuket, in Thailand, because she'd learned about tsunamis in school.
What did she do?
She was playing in the sand on the beach, and everyone saw the water acting strangely, and they were fascinated. So they started walking toward the water to look at it, but Tilly was screaming to get off the beach. At first, everybody ignored her, probably because she was just a kid, but she didn't give up. She just kept screaming, "It's a tsunami! Run!" So finally, they took notice and ran. Within seconds, the beach was deserted. You know, everybody had left for the safety of the hotel, and it was a good thing. It turns out that this was one of the only places along the beaches in Phuket where no one was killed or seriously injured.
Gosh, it's kind of shocking that out of all the people on the beach, only a 10-year-old knew anything about tsunamis.
Yeah, isn't that surprising? But very encouraging that this 10-year-old kid was able to make such a difference.